Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Thank you, Jason. Jason's engineering today at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You know, I just wanted to tell you, Greg, that I was talking with a neighbor, and yeah, it's the old-fashioned neighborhood chat. Not like, like 2022, but the old-fashioned neighborhood chat where one truck is going north down the road and the other's going south down the road, and you kind of meet and you pull over a little bit because the road's really not wide enough for two cars at the same time. So each one of you is partially in the, you know, in the ditch, and you just, you know, roll down your windows. Hey, how's it going? And I was talking to one of our neighbors. And he has these cattle feed bunks. Now, they're 8 feet long, roughly 27 inches wide. They're made with 5,000-pound test-strength concrete. They've got rebar in them. And they weigh, on the light side, 1,100 pounds. And there's a slightly larger size, that same length, 8 feet long, a little wider, and a little taller. They look the same, you know, from a distance, same shape, 1,800 pounds. So the lightweight is 1,100, and the heavyweight is 1,800, and we have a couple of them here at the farm. And I know how difficult they are to install because it takes a front-end loader to move one of these things and set it level. I mean, they're heavy. Four guys cannot pick one up. I mean, that's all there is to it. Can't be done. And this guy, our neighbor, had some of his stolen. And so he stolen. Now, they're probably $400 a piece, maybe $500 a piece now. They used to be about $185. And, you know, they'll last a lifetime. So if someone wants to have one of these, it isn't going to rust out, because you can get them in steel. You know, painted steel in the last few years, but if you want a lifetime one, you spend $185, you know, twice as much, and you won't have to buy them again. It's just that they're really hard to move. Well, our neighbor lost some because, well, they were stolen. And he saw the tire tracks, called the sheriff, and said, look, you know, those are the tire tracks, the guys that took them, and they brought equipment in to steal them. So somebody brought, you know, a front-end loader or a skid steer or a backhoe or a tractor with a front-end loader, or something like that, in order to pick these things up and steal them and load them on a truck and drive away. That's where we are, Greg. That's what I wanted to say. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. When somebody steals something that's 1,100 pounds, now who would want one of those? Only a farmer would want one. Only.
Exactly.
There's no other use for it.
Yeah, and what's going on right now with the market, it looks like we're going beyond returned. I mean, we're already gone beyond returned. You know, there'll be people that are catching falling knives, but it's pretty well over. You know, I think we're slipping right into a depression right now as we speak.
Well, I've said for a couple of years now that we are in a depression. There's no question in my mind. You know, they keep changing. The Bidens and ilk like that keep changing what words mean. And they say, you know, we could avert it. We could avert the recession. No, we've been in a recession. And if you really look at and what's happening. If you look at the prices, if you look at energy, you look at the shortages, you put all that together, this is a depression. There's no question about it. People can't afford food. There's drug dens in cities. The cities have been turned over to the criminals. The police are AWOL. The police have been fired. I mean, this is not...
out of prison?
Right.
Okay, this is...
Right.
This is, okay, I have a friend who had over $600,000 stolen cash. And the guy is getting released in about a week. And he's only been in prison for about a year. Over a half million dollars. Can you fathom that? Letting him out?
Yeah, I absolutely can fathom that. I absolutely can.
It's just beyond words sometimes. You think what's going on. It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rich even used to use that phraseology. So, class, seriously, this morning I was looking at the seeds, S-E-E-D-S, in the kitchen. So as I was picking tomatoes out of the garden at the beginning of the growing season for tomatoes and peppers, I would pick the best early tomatoes, and I would write on a paper towel, you know, medium red tomato 2022, early. And then I would write, as the growing season progressed to the mid part of the season, large red tomato, mid-season 2022. And I put the seeds on these white paper towels. And I would do the same thing with peppers. And then I would get the finest example at the beginning of the season, mid-season, and late in the season of peppers, watermelon, everything. And these are all heirloom seeds. And they are the finest examples that we have grown. So I don't just take run-of-the-mill, you know, tomatoes. I take the best example, and I save the seeds. Best example of the peppers. Best example of the jalapenos, the bell peppers, the watermelon, the sugar baby watermelon. And that's what y'all are going to have to do. Because you will, imagine this. Imagine going to the store and buying seeds and starting your garden next year and finding out that those seeds don't grow because some moron either handled them improperly, got them too hot, got them too cold, exposed them to too much moisture, or the seeds were just not going to germinate from the growers. Imagine putting your life depending on seeds from some place that you don't even know if they're going to germinate. Now, if you save your own seeds and you've done it for a while, you can be pretty darn sure of consistency, right? You know that year after year after year, they've grown. And so next year, they're probably going to grow, too, is if you take care of them the same way you have been, if you don't make any changes to your methods. That's what you need to do, in my opinion.
Not to say don't go throw away those seeds that you don't know. Because
right.
You can take an area of the garden and just kind of spread them out and see what pops up.
Well, okay, in that line of thinking, Greg, that's what I did in the beginning of this growing season. I started seeds in cups, you know, little plastic cups that people would throw away.
Yeah.
I just took an awl and poked some holes in the bottom, put them on a plastic tray, put them in the window, and I marked each cup with a Sharpie as to what the seeds were, because I did not want to waste garden space trying to grow seeds that wouldn't germinate. And that's what you do, class.
Yeah,
so
good.
Some of the seeds were 10 years old and they germinated. You know, we'd say packs for 2010 or 2011 or 2012. And I tested them to see if they would grow. Some of them grew. And so I know which ones grew and which ones didn't grow. Now, the ones that grew are the ones that I've saved the seeds for. And that's what you really should do. But what I'm saying is, don't necessarily depend on some corporation for your survival because they package seeds that you think are going to grow. That's all I'm saying.
And I would add to that, when you do grow, make sure you have a place that is protected from the weather, because according to what's going to happen from that book we all have on our coffee table. Well, at least a lot of us do anyway. The seasons are going to be indistinguishable. So it would be a good place to have some protected food growing as well in a greenhouse. Maybe have a stove in there in case you get some hard freezes. But we're to that point now that it's life and death. The decisions you make are going to be literally life and death. You know, I'm just...
Greg, let me give you an example.
People have been used, yeah.
Let me give you an example. So I was reading an article about Europe and how they're expecting a very, very bad winter because of the cold, not necessarily exceptionally cold, but because of the inability to heat because Russia shut off the natural gas. So they had become the leaders of several countries, Germany and other countries in Europe, had depended on what they perceived was inexpensive natural gas for heating. Well, the gas was shut off. Nobody expected that, right? Could it have happened? Of course. Should, if someone thought about mini-max regret, something that we've taught for all the years that we've been on the air, how to minimize your maximum regret. So if you were leading, let's say, Germany, and you said, you know what, the Russians are great people, we can trust them, they've got natural gas, they're willing to put a pipeline in, let's go buy some gas from them, it's cheap, that's a great way to go. What would the maximum regret be in that scenario? The maximum regret would be somebody would shut off the gas. Right? That's what happened. So how could somebody, I don't understand these politicians, I don't understand how they possibly can ignore what's right in front of them, like shutting off the gas. That being the case, so here's what's happened. Did that affect the United States just because the gas was shut off in Europe? You know, the generally dumb public would probably listen to the television news and they say, well, gosh, at least it's not happening here over in the United States. Well, what happened is we started shipping our liquefied natural gas over to Europe. So now the price here went up in the United States because our gas is going to Europe. And then the Europeans, and especially in Germany, they're searching for wood on search engines, you know, wood for heat. Cutting wood. Well, they don't have enough. So what are we doing? Well, in the Carolinas and in Georgia, we are chopping down our old forests so that we can grind up our trees and put them into pellets and package them and send them to Europe. So if you think that you're immune...
Forests across the ocean, huh?
Right. That's what we're doing. We're sending wood from the Carolinas and Georgia in the form of pellets over to Europe for heating in pellet stoves. This is insanity. Absolute insanity. We did not cause this problem. So now your wood will go up in price, you know, for construction because people in Europe are burning it. So you want to build a house, you want to build a structure, you want to repair, maintain, and you want wood for it. Well, the wood's going to go up in price because the Europeans are burning it because the Americans are cutting down our own forests.
Did you hear what the headlines at the beginning of the news, you know, the news this morning?
No, I'm sorry, I missed it.
About California diesel engines?
No, we'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com, RealWaterIndependence.com. And I know he's got something to tell you about his latest development with his distillation system. But you mentioned California and diesel engines. Please flesh that out for us, Craig.
Yeah. If you're here in California and you're making your, you know, you're going to make your stand there, your last stand or whatever, I would suggest getting out, like, right now. I mean,
what did they say in the news?
Well, they're dead set on going after the diesel fuel right now in the diesel trucks. They're considering it racial. Can you believe that?
Because of the black smoke? Because it, the exhaust pipe is black? Well, only on the inside. It's kind of chrome on the outside, most of them, or aluminized. Yeah, I've got a comment to make about that. So I have my daily driver, the best vehicle I've ever owned, and I've owned some really fabulous marquees. The best vehicle I ever owned is a 1996, and I still have it, and it's my daily driver. 1996 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, which is a midsize. It's executive class. It's not the big one. It's not the luxury one. It's for the business class. 300, which means 3 liter, D for diesel, E300D. It's a straight six. It's not a V6, not a V8, it's not a four. It's a straight six cylinder. One of the best designs mechanically you can get for balance in terms of the internal balance of the moving parts of the engine. Fabulous design. No turbochargers. Not one. Just a straight diesel. In the United States, that car is claimed to get 30 to 35 miles per gallon, which is pretty good, right? In Europe, that same car in 1996 would get 44 miles per gallon. Huh. Well, mine gets between 44 and 47 miles per gallon in the United States. Isn't that something? Here's the point. We could get even more miles per gallon if Vinny, all by himself, can get 44 to 47 miles per gallon with a heavy car. That's a diesel engine. Goes uphill, goes downhill. It's certainly fast enough. It's not a race car, but certainly can do all the things I want to do in a car. If I can get 44 to 47 miles per gallon, just with my knowledge, imagine if I had a factory and a machine shop that had all the tools, dynamometers, and other equipment, air pressure equipment, that factories have. I could probably get 100 miles per gallon with that thing. Now, instead of adding and adding and adding all these air pollution devices, if we concentrated on efficiency, more miles per gallon, we would use less fuel. If we use less fuel, we would have less air pollution. Can you imagine that?
Well, yeah. Well, the kind of society we live in now, they want to feel themselves pushed to the back of their seat when they slam that pedal to the floor. They like that feeling of being pushed to the back of the seat. They forget about what it does to the fuel tank.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the type of society we're on. They want the muscle.
Well, yeah, and we've got that
engine you have has muscle. It may not be speed, but it's got torque.
That little diesel is fabulous. Absolute. It's a race car engine in diesel. It really is. It's got tuned intake ports. It's got a tuned exhaust system. It's got a great combustion chamber. It is a brilliant, brilliant overhead cam design. It's fabulous. It really is. And yet, California wants to shut down the diesels. They have no idea. These morons that are saying, yeah, let's go green, they have no idea that the electricity for these electric-powered vehicles comes from mostly petroleum, natural gas, coal, fuel oil, radioactivity, and hydro, and some wind and solar. But the wind and solar is nothing compared to the petroleum-powered power generation plants. So these electric vehicles are running on petroleum for the most part.
Yeah.
And the grid can't support it. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Friday, the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier and ships from its strike group docked at a naval base in the southern port city of Busan ahead of joint drills with South Korean forces. North Korea has announced previous U.S. military deployments and joint drills as rehearsals for war and proof of hostile policies by Washington and Seoul. The CDC is reporting 4.4 million Americans have rolled up their sleeves for the updated COVID-19 booster shot. Thursday, public health experts discounted President Biden's recent remark that the pandemic is over. Mississippi's former welfare director, John Davis, a key figure in Mississippi's welfare spending scandal, has pled guilty to federal fraud charges. Mr. Davis directed Mississippi's welfare money to projects it probably should not have gone to. This includes a new volleyball facility requested by former NFL quarterback Brett Favre. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot...
Keep it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Greg, I just want to, just a short detour. I need to buy some wheels for an old trailer here at the farm. And 16-inch wheels, nothing special. Just painted wheels. Not aluminum, not alloy, just plain old steel wheels. Before Joe, you could get them for $50 a piece. During Joe, they're now $160, 160, over 3X. So the question for you, Greg, is, are you, you know, you're intimately involved with trucks, trucking, and things like that. Are you seeing these outrageous hyperinflationary numbers that I'm talking about?
one, you know, I picked up for this lady the plastic cover, the rubber cover for the throttle, and one for the clutch, because they were gone, and, you know, they're just metal pedals. Do you want to take a guess how much I paid for these little rubber covers?
Are you talking for a car or a truck or what?
Peterbilt.
Oh, I'm thinking over $20 a piece.
$85.
Wow. They should be $10.
For two pieces of rubber.
They should be $10.
Absolutely. It's insanity. But, you know, people want to invest in things for their futures, right? You know, something that they will build over time. Right now, I would suggest investing in wheat, rice, corn. And I'm not talking about on the stock market. I'm talking physical delivery. Physical delivery of these things. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I started talking about that this morning, early in the broadcast with you.
Yeah.
And I said I was saving seeds. And yes, now, as far as corn's concerned, I've had a 300% failure. I don't know how you can have a 300% failure unless you plant corn three times and not one seed germinates. That's exactly what happened. So I've got to figure out another way to go, try different seeds. The heat was so hot. Everything was wrong. So I've got to try new seeds, and yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I am sourcing seeds right now for next year. If I were to say I'm in one level below panic in terms of seeds, that's where I am, Greg. I'm serious about this. I've found pepper seeds I like. I've found some tomato seeds I like. Most of the tomato seeds, I think I'm just going to continue growing these yellow tomatoes. As a matter of fact, I may even start offering seeds to our class. Maybe I'll put them on eBay or something. But, you know, the finest of the tomatoes that I've ever found, because they grow. So that is in the fore of my mind right now, seeds and physical delivery. So, yes. And, yes, we have already bought the rice. We've already bought, you know, bags of rice. And what we do, class, is we put it in the freezer. So you buy a bag of rice, put it inside another bag, you know, put it in smaller bags, and put it in the freezer to kill any little hatchlings that might want to show up. Do the same thing with flour and wheat. And you can store it for quite a while. You don't have to keep it in the freezer. Just put it in the freezer for a couple days. Or if you end up buying it in the winter, leave it outside, you know, where it's protected from critters. Leave it outside till it freezes. Like overnight. I'm not talking about park it outside. I'm just saying, take that bag that comes in, if you get it, and it happens to be cold out, put it outside overnight. You know, protect it, wrap it in some plastic, and so moisture doesn't enter it, and let it freeze. And then it will keep longer. Then decant it into smaller containers. Plastic bags, you know, Ziploc freezer bags, jars. And we do the same thing with powdered milk. This morning, I've got right here in the studio, I've got a USA Prepares black coffee mug. It's got coffee in it that's made with a very simple electric Black & Decker coffee maker. It's just got a button that says start. Yeah, it's got a timer, but we don't use that. Start it and make the coffee with a reusable stainless steel coffee screen. And I have powdered milk that's in a used spaghetti jar that's sterilized. And I take, you know, the bag of Algesson Farms from Sam's Club powdered milk, keep it in those jars, and pour it off into the coffee cup, and there I go. That's what I do. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, I took when I visited Africa 10, 15 years ago, I picked up some, called the fruit off of a baobab tree in Africa, which is what they call the bottle trees, because they get a really huge trunk on them and little tiny leaves up on top. Very arid type plant. And I thought, oh, I remember these. I thought, I'm going to see if I can get them to sprout. sure enough, they sprouted. So I wouldn't suggest throwing away any seeds. I mean, it's if you've done well in storing them, keep them in a cool, you know, shady place, dry. You know, you've got yourself a bank of something that you're going to be using in the future.
Greg, one last thing.
Right.
One last thing before we go into your distillation system.
Okay.
So our son was looking for one of his customers and wants a heavy-duty truck that can haul people. And so Suburban comes to mind, right? Chevrolet Suburban, four-wheel drive. 2005, the manufacturer's suggested list price was $39,000. Now, that's the list price. So when you went to a dealer back then, you'd get a discount from them. So maybe you might spend $37,000 for it, maybe $36,000. A used one right now with rust here in Missouri with 200,000 miles is $6,000. That seems like an enormous amount of money for a 200,000-mile vehicle. What I'm saying, class, is people want the good old stuff, the heavy duty, the quality, whether it be tools, hand tools, power tools, diesel, gas-powered. They want quality, and they're paying more for it, and they're driving the prices up for it. That's what's happening. So keep that in mind. Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a 1980 F-150 with a straight six-cylinder gasoline engine, and I just need to put a new transfer case in it. I wouldn't give that thing up for anything. You know how many engines I put in that thing?
I don't know, maybe three?
I put three engines, exactly. And the one that's in it right now is not very old. And I think I spent as much as $1,500 to have it rebuilt.
Yeah, I've got a 77 Ford High Boy, I think it's called. It's a four-wheel drive 250, F-250. And
yeah,
it has
a
390 in it. And it's in really good shape. So it's in the barn, and the original or the previous owner drove it without some oil, and it blew one of the pistons. So it broke a rod. So I bought another engine for it, used $400 for a complete engine, and I'm going to drop it in there. That's the plan.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then I have another. I bought another Ford F-150 with the same engine that you have, the straight six, the 300 cubic inch six. And I'm gonna do one of two things. I'm gonna either convert this big four-wheel drive 77 pickup truck Ford to the six-cylinder engine, which is fuel injected, or I'm going to put the 390 in it. You know, the used 390. One of those two things. So it's probably one of these winter type projects, but that's one of the things that, you know, it's on the list. So Greg, let's talk about distillation. I got your video. That thing was like a faucet running.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing is that faucet running output from that still, it was a test run, of course, and I noticed on the corner. There was a constant drip. I mean, like, drip, 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 drip. And I began to look a little closer. Well, where's this drip, drip, drip coming from? And the collection surfaces on the side and underneath the tray, the water was dripping down the sides of that. And it was creating quite a little mud puddle there. So I did a little bit of redesigning. And I put a channel around the bottom of all those collection surfaces on the side and one underneath the collection tray that all fed into the feed line because a drip, 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 drip is a lot of water over time. So it's really coming along well. And this is only using that flow that you saw. I've got two serving trays in there, and I'm only using one right now. I've got more of those heaters on the way. So I am just blown away by the output. And people that have been saying, well, show me some, you know, results. Now they're saying, I want to come see it. So.
Well, how do you feel about people who you don't know coming to your place? Are you willing to do that? It's kind of risky.
Not exactly. I think I'm more willing to take. That's why I built it. It's very portable. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet on the sides and 2.5 feet. Yeah. And Yeah. 2 foot by 2 foot and 2.5 feet on the side length by 2 feet high with a box underneath that's about 6 inches deep and then the solar panels. That right there is the unit. It's portable. If I wanted to pick it up and just take off with it, I could. So
well,
I'm,
like
I'm more willing to
yeah.
take it to the right people who I know are into water who want to mm-hmm. invest or... You know, in something like this, you know, they're like, they want to see it now. Because
yeah.
there's a lot of baloney out there on the internet. I mean, they're just full of it. People
you know, they're,
are lying and
yeah.
all right and left. And so, yeah.
How about these missile silos? People are buying these missile silos and they're saying, you know, we've got everything inside here. All you do is just climb down this stairwell and you've got your own apartment in the missile silo. What about water? What about sanitation? These missile silos were not designed to be inhabited by families. They were designed to house a missile. So, and water is a real problem. We've got Kyle on the line. He's called in. He wanted to chat with you, Greg. So he'll be with us when we come back. RealWaterIndependence.com, RealWaterIndependence.com. So, Greg, let me know if you want me to post a link to what you've got on your video. Let me know if you want me to do that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from Wall of Fire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David in Illinois asked about our shepherds, and he wanted to know how tall they were. At about 30 months old, roughly 25 inches tall. And that's the standard, that's the height for standard shepherds. And standard shepherds, full grown, are 60 to 88 pounds, and we're right in that range. Got an email from Brett, and he said, "Hello, Vince. I heard that you mentioned this great deal on Coast Soap. Is there a way to get around the shipping charges and the processing fees, as it brings the total to $19.45 for one package?" What I found out was, I did a little bit of research based on Brett's email, and Coast Soap is getting hard to get, and the price is 3x what I paid. I paid $5.99 for a 16-pack of 4-ounce bars. I don't think you can get it anywhere near that price anymore. And that was just a few weeks ago. So, Brett, thank you for your email. That is the answer. Kyle, welcome. You're on with Greg Lesher.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to tell you, Vince, you know, you were talking about the corn, and I wanted to just give people an understanding here. I planted about 200 of these peaches and cream, they're called, and they were a treated seed that we had. Not one single one of those stupid things came up. Not one of them germinated. And
Are you telling me that you did not beat my corn results?
No, I don't know. But it, so here,
you always beat me. I got nothing. I got nothing. And you got the same thing.
Well, I didn't. What I was going to tell you is this is the good. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. I found one. Unfortunately, we waited for like 2 weeks. Well, here we seriously have one shot at corn. But I thought my wife had this other stuff it's an heirloom variety, and it's good for eating and drying and making cornmeal out of. And it's called Bloody Butcher, of all the names. But I put that in, and every single one of those things germinated. So yeah, I have, the corn plants are 10 feet tall, even here, but the problem is I was so late in getting them up that they're the corn stalks that they made, are the little ears, are not going to develop. So though I'm going to be depending on the ones that are in my main greenhouse. So I got basically nothing out of the main ones there, but where you are, you know, you have such a long length, and I was going to just say, if you you know, you could easily grow the Bloody Butcher, and I think you would be very happy with it.
Okay, I've written it down, and I will source those. That sounds great.
Yeah,
Greg, any comments?
Yeah, I had a caller that called me. I've got a call on my phone number, and he was wanting me to talk more about this PTC heater. And to tell you the truth, I'm ordering a dozen more. I have some, a dozen already on order. They come in packs of two, the ones that I have. And if you want to find out the ones that get to 420 degrees, only take 30 watts apiece, you get on YouTube and you look for cooking with PTC heaters. And you'll see a cinder block with six of these units on it and a frying pan next to it. But I'm going to order a bunch of those because as long as you've got solar or even a way to, you know, put the 12 volts or 24. Well, the thing is the voltage is variable. You can go clear up to 220 volts AC or DC with these particular units I bought. But you want to investigate how many watts they use, what temperatures they reach, because there's various ones. They even have some in silicone pads that cover a very wide area and that do get hot enough to cook with or hotter. So those PTC heaters are very valuable, especially right now, the way things are going. They're just wonderful little items to have, and they seem to last forever.
Hey, Greg, so, I've got a question. Are you saying, Greg, are you saying as in Paul Thomas Charlie PTC or PVC as in polyvinyl chloride?
You had it right the first time. P, Papa Tango Charlie. PTC.
Okay.
Ceramic heaters. And they are, they're wonderful little items because you can make, you can put them in a slow cooker. Take all the guts out of the slow cooker in it and put there, and then you've got yourself a variable voltage. They draw about 30 watts each, the ones I'm using. You got a variable voltage cooker that you can plug into anything, anywhere. Solar panel, directly, whatever. But, or, you know, just put them on a stone and maybe put a little piece of sheet metal over the top of them, glue it down with some high heat glue, and you got yourself a cooker. But anyway, on the water, realwaterindependence.com, the flat top solar steel. Just do a search for the flat top solar steel. There's no other flat top solar steel out there. You'll find me. You'll find it. And enjoy some fresh water like you left the tap on from any source.
Real Water Independence, realwaterindependence.com, flat top solar still. Greg Lesher. Kyle, thank you so much for calling in. Greg, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next week, same time, same station. Bert's coming up.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.